Safe in My Skin. By Rosalie Bent. First published 2025. Copyright AB Discovery. Introduction. In our social media feeds, we tell everyone how proud and happy we are to be ABDL, to be wearing and using diapers, showing off our prettiest baby clothes, and perhaps sharing photos of our cribs and nurseries. But behind the smiles and happiness lies the more routine reality that we live as adult babies in crushing secrecy. We hide it from friends, family, and even spouses. We do so because we are more than aware that reactions to adult babies tend to be overwhelmingly negative, even from people who love us. It's not fair or even reasonable, of course, but life is never that simple. For the vast majority of adult babies, embarrassment is the big fear we face, that if we are caught out, we will be deeply embarrassed by it. And that is not unfair, as we would in fact be embarrassed. And underlying that fear of embarrassment is the shame of what we are feeling and what we are doing. Once again, that is not a fair thing to do, but our emotions don't always react logically, if ever. And then there is the guilt of doing things in secret and hiding them from those we love and life. Shame, embarrassment, and guilt are a potent force for a lifetime of emotional damage and baggage. We can't alter society's perceptions of adult babies, at least not in the short term, but we can control how we respond to the strictures that are in place in our lives. We need to be emotionally healthy, and that is what this book is about. Health. Emotional health, which, as we all know, also leads to physical health. Chapter 1: Understanding Shame, Embarrassment, and Guilt. Come here, little one. Sit down and rest. I know you've been carrying something heavy for a long time, and you may not even have known how heavy it was until now. You've come to this chapter because something inside you longs to feel safe, not just in your blankie or your bottle or your routine, but in your whole self. That's an important thing to want, and I want you to know, right from the start, that there's nothing wrong with you for feeling the way you do. Many adult babies and littles carry feelings that are hard to name, but even harder to sit with. Sometimes, when you're curled up on the floor with your stuffy or babbling to yourself in baby talk, something sharp creeps in behind the calm. Maybe it's a flush in your cheeks, a twisting in your tummy, or even a sinking feeling you can't explain. You might not know the words for it right away, but it's probably shame. Or embarrassment. Or guilt. These three feelings, so tangled and so familiar, often walk beside you like unwanted shadows. And the truth is, they're some of the most common companions on this journey of growing down. Let's start with the deepest one, shame. Shame isn't just about something you did. That's simplistic. It's usually about who you believe you are. It's a feeling that creeps into the corners of your heart and says that you're wrong somehow, that your needs are strange, that if someone really saw the little you inside, they'd walk away. Shame doesn't shout. It doesn't announce itself with facts. It just leaves you cold, like something precious inside you is somehow too silly to be loved. Shame is felt in the pit of your stomach. For many of us, shame began early. Maybe it started with being told to stop crying when you needed to cry. Or with feeling like you were too sensitive, too needy, too emotional, too silly. Maybe it was in the way grown-ups looked at you when you wet the bed, or the teasing you got when you still played with dolls long after others had moved on. No one saw what was going on with you, and you